Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in the heart of London. It's Sunday the 26th of June and we are celebrating the birth of John the Baptist. It's a festival and as our church is dedicated to St John the Baptist, this is our patronal festival. I'm Sarah, the Vicar of St John's, and it's good to have you with us. Now, today we'll hear of the birth of John the Baptist. Reverend Stephen has a super address for us, and we'll catch up with Emma, who was on a placement with us for a couple of years, and we'll have some photos of what I've been up to today and last night indeed. It's been a journey. St John's is a growing community centred in Cardiff, but with members of our community spread across the world. Today, I'm in London as I took part in BBC One's flagship religion and ethics programme, Sunday Morning Live. And so our live stream today is coming to you from the lobby of ITN Studios in central London. So I've had to leave my normal microphone at home. I'm wearing headphones, if you can't spot them, which is why my hair looks so odd, which is my story and I'm sticking to it anyway. But we hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's community, having time together and having time with God, wherever you are, wherever you're based, however you've found us, for whatever reason you are joining us, you are welcome here. We've tested the system. They've very kindly let me use their Wi-Fi network here. It seems to work and we're getting comments back. So hopefully it'll work as well as at home. If you choose to put your names and your locations in the comments on YouTube or Facebook, we'll try to welcome you personally. And your comments will also act as a sign of who we are gathering here with today. Please do stay with us until the end of the service, as we'll have some photos from yesterday's ordinations to the priesthood and some photos of ITN's London Studios, which is where Sunday Morning Live is made. So who do we have online here today? Mary Tavener was the first person to log in today. So hello, Mary. Really good to see you. Luke is often right at the top of our kind of Facebook and YouTube comments. Luke can't make it today, but sent a little message saying that he's thinking of us all. Elaine up in Yorkshire says, I hope you're all well and enjoying the sun. Yes, indeed. And central London, it's deserted at the moment, partly I think because of the rail strikes, partly because this is a business part of the city and it's probably very busy Monday to Friday, but it's been quite a nice day once I've got in. Sylvia, good afternoon everyone. Sylvia says, it's lovely to have you with us, Sylvia. It really is. And Bjorn joins us from Lübeck in Germany, and Bjorn's watching whilst sitting in a park. What a good idea. I remember Laura Drain did that some time ago, out with her children a year or so ago now, out in the park in Butte Park with St John. So I hope you're having a good time, Bjorn, and it's great that you would be joining us from out in Lübeck. Richard, good afternoon. Prenhan da to you, and it's lovely to see you. Amanda joins us from Cumbran. Always, always great to see you, Amanda, and I hope your weekend has been good. Ruth, our lovely church warden, one of our two lovely church wardens, but Ruth joins us today and on the live stream. So hello to you, Ruth. I hope you're well. Liz joins us from West Wales, and it's good to be in touch with you. Liz sometimes leads evening prayer for us. If you're interested in evening prayer, drop me a line and I'll tell you how you can connect on to that. So Liz says, good afternoon, great to be here, praying for a gentle and peaceful end to the weekend. Absolutely, Quite So, and perhaps Peaceful Roads after this is over. And putting this on the phone, I'm going to leave central London and head back to Cardiff. Mary joins us from Frome, as she always does, and it's a great privilege always to have you with us, Mary. Frome, indeed, where Sir Paul McCartney played his warm-up gig for Glastonbury, and helpfully she tells us the answer to the question which is on our minds. No, she did not get a ticket to the gig that he did as a warm-up gig. Julie joins us from Gloucester. Congratulations, and lovely to see you. Heather, our super ordinand, watching from a cloudy Taff's Well. Yeah, well, it's quite nice here in London, actually, but I'm sure the weather will get to us as well. Good to see you anyway, Heather. Thank you for all you do for us. Laura joins us from Riverside. Prenhound da to you. Shammai, Laura, shammai. Debbie joins us. Debbie Roberts. Hi, Sarah. Hope the morning went well. We missed you. Actually, I'll tell you something. I was very nervous for various reasons, but it went well, and it was good to be here. They treated me very nicely, but I missed you guys in St. John's. I have to say, I was watching the clock, and as 10 o'clock came round, I was just thinking of you all gathering in St. John's. So thank you very much for missing me, and I missed you guys too, for sure. So Gay and Richard join us too. So hello to both of you, and thank you for all that you already do in St. John's. If you're listening down the phone, a very warm welcome to you as well. So hello to Norma, Joyce and Vanette. Hi to Iris, Jane, Jane's friends and Christabel. Hi to Dorothy, Oswald, Wendy and Marion. Each one of you is very, very welcome. And hello to those of you who often get us on catch up. Chris from St. Illtyds, perhaps. Liz sometimes, and Helen. And Gwyneth, can't quite work out. Yes, you're probably not on the phone. You probably are doing it on catch up. So it is lovely to see all of you here. And I guess it's time for the service to begin. So in the midst of this world, with its difficulties and joy, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for the Nativity of St. John, and it's read for us today by our treasurer, Evan.
Almighty God, by whose providence your servant John the Baptist was wonderfully born, and sent to prepare the way for your Son, our Saviour, by the preaching of repentance, lead us to repent according to his preaching, and after his example, constantly to speak the truth, boldly to rebuke vice, and patiently to suffer for the truth's sake, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
Today's reading comes from chapter 1 of St. Luke's Gospel, and it begins at verse 57. It's read for us today by Luke.
Luke 1, verses 57 to 66 and 80. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbours and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "None of your relatives has this name." Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all their neighbours, and all these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said, "What then will this child become?" For indeed the hand of the Lord was with him. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel.
And now here's Reverend Stephen with his address.
It is a particular pleasure to be invited to preach for St John's Patronal Festival. I always find it interesting to explore the significance for a church's life of the saint whose name that church bears. So what can we learn about the nature of our distinctive calling as a church from our patron, St John the Baptist, whose birth is traditionally celebrated on the 24th of June? The very fact that it is his birth that we celebrate is significant. Most saints' days are linked to the day that the saint died, that saint's significance being discovered in his or her life and often in their death itself, particularly in the case of martyrs. But John is different. Unlike most saints, his significance is traced right back to his life in the womb. Luke's gospel begins after a short introduction with the account of John's birth being announced to his father Zechariah by the angel Gabriel. Zechariah is told in that encounter that he should name the baby John. And this is the background to the story of his birth that we have heard today. But why is he so significant? Well, John the Baptist is a transitional figure who stands between the Old and New Testaments. In many ways, he is like one of the Old Testament prophets, calling people to repent, to prepare their hearts for the new thing that God is doing, to get ready. In the words picked up from Isaiah to describe his ministry, he is the voice crying out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." So John is like one of the prophets, proclaiming the word of God, announcing what God is doing. He wouldn't look out of place in the Old Testament. But John's life, even from the womb, is integrally bound up with the new thing that God is doing in the world with the coming of Jesus Christ. He is rooted in the prophetic tradition, but he is bound to the incarnation of God in Jesus, this central Christian understanding of God being made flesh. In Luke's account, the birth of John the Baptist and the birth of Jesus are closely intertwined. John recognizes Jesus even in the womb. When Mary visited Elizabeth, both of them pregnant, John, we are told, leapt in Elizabeth's womb on hearing Mary's greeting. Right from the beginning, John is one who points to Jesus. And so John is this transitional figure straddling the Old and New Testaments, holding the two together. And John receives a distinctive name for his distinctive role. Now, he has good pedigree. His father's a priest and all that. But the name that Zechariah is told to give him is not one that runs in the family. It's not one that ties him to his pedigree. And so it emphasizes further his transitional status as someone on the cusp of something new. So what might our dedication to this enigmatic figure mean for us as a community of faith today? In many ways, I think we live in transitional times. Traditional forms of Christian faith are in decline. New forms of faith and spirituality are growing. Migration, globalization, the communications revolution are leading to rapidly changing societies. And this presents us with both challenges and opportunities as Christians. Like John, we at St. John's have a good pedigree, a historic Christian presence in the centre of the city. We can celebrate and affirm that. How we live out our Christian witness can and should be born out of that. But we cannot be bound by that. We must look for the new thing that God is doing, the new ways and places in which God may be encountered in our city, in our wider communities, in our world. As John was open to the new thing God was doing in Jesus, so must we be open to new ways in which Jesus might be discovered today. As Gerald Manley Hopkins expressed it, Christ plays in 10,000 places. And as we point to Christ in these places, so we, like John, may discover a new identity, a new name, a new way of being in the world.
Thank you, Stephen. And so now we move into our time of prayer. We have promised to pray with and for each other. So if there's anything that you wish to bring to this service today, remember it's a public service, but if you do want us to pray for a particular intention, do please put it in the comments on Facebook or YouTube, and we will pray for your intention if we can in real time. While we're doing that and gathering our thoughts together, here's a reminder that we have promised to pray with and for each other.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I will pray with you today.
Hello, my name's John, and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'll pray for you.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I am Iona, and I will pray with you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
And so, let us bring the concerns of our hearts and our world before God's presence through Jesus, the Saviour of the world. And so, O God, we give you thanks for this good day. We praise you for all the good things in our lives, for those who love and care for us, for those who support us, and for those for whom we love and care. We continue to pray for the people of Ukraine, for all in war-torn places, and we add to this the people of Afghanistan in their famine and their hunger, and especially now those affected by the earthquake, where over 1,000 people have died. We think of all the people in the world suffering because of climate change. We pray that we might live well and gently on God's planet. With Laura, we continue to pray for little E and his parents. With Myrta, we pray for a friend of hers who is in hospital. Mary adds her prayers for Ukraine. And in view of the current debates about the inclusion of trans people in sport, Liz asks us to pray for all trans people who are feeling excluded from opportunities in sports. With Laura, we offer to God the cries of our hearts of those people who were shot or affected by the shooting in Oslo, particularly at this time of Pride, for all the LGBTQIA plus people this Pride. And as this is towards the end of Pride Month, let us pray for everyone of whatever sexuality or gender, that they may know themselves loved by God and live in peace. We pray too for those who find themselves to be challenged to accept LGBTQIA people. In a short time of quiet, we offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer in its more older format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's. And as Laura says, happy birthday to John the Baptist, and indeed in some way to our church here in Cardiff. Next week, as ever, we'll be at St. John's at 10 o'clock, on the live stream at 4, and on the phone at 5. If you know someone who doesn't have internet access, all they need to do is ring 02920 101 565. That's 02920 101 565. It is not a premium rate number. Whatever it costs them to call Cardiff, they will get the service played to them down the line. However you join us, it's great to have you here with us, and you are very much indeed part of our community. As we leave this service, here is God's blessing for us all. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for being with us today. We'll end today's live stream with some photos of Emma, who was our ordinand on placement for 2 years. Yesterday, she was ordained priest in Llandaff Cathedral. It was a moving occasion, and I'm not ashamed to say I cried a little with the wonder of it all. We've got a photo of all those being made priest there yesterday, so our congratulations go to those made priest with her, Benedict, Kerry, Richard and Sean, as well of course as to Emma. What you may or may not know is that it's traditional for clergy to ask for a blessing from the newly ordained priest, and I caught the moment when Emma pronounced her first blessing on her good friend and priest of this diocese, Ian Yem. We've got the photo in the outro sequence. Don't move it. It's really moving. Don't move it. Don't miss it. It's really moving. We also have some photos of the BBC One set of Sunday Morning Live, and one of me with presenter Angelica and Olympian Tessa Sanderson. We wish each one of you a blessed and a holy week. Passez bien. go in the peace of Christ. Jew Bendithiog. Chi.